Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. Who do we have on the line today? We want to welcome each and every one of you to the Hodge to Hodge podcast, where we've taken a few nights off. Just give each and every one of you a chance to just get in tune with yourself so that you can be in tune with the tuner, which is the Holy Spirit that resides in each and every one of us. I want to take this time to welcome, who is it that we have here tonight?
Miss Carmen. Hello?
Hello.
Nurse Carmen.
Oh, bless you, my sister. I guess my co-producer at this time, my co-producer is having a little problems getting his audio right. I see he's trying to get on. But we just want to give thanks for another opportunity to come before you and talk about the goodness and talk about getting right with God, and not in the religious sense, but in the spiritual sense, so that we can continue to take this stage of life to its next highest level. So I thank you for coming out tonight and listening. Well, not coming, but coming on to the podcast.
Thank you.
Because I just want to say just how great God is when you allow Him to be the God that He is, when you allow what it is that is inside of you to be able to rise to the top. One of the things in which we have to do is we've got to stop allowing the mind and the body to truly control us. We've got to be more tentative to the desires of your spirit. Your spirit is constantly talking to you, telling you what is best for you to do at each particular time. And it is time for us to get in tune with that, to start hearing what it's saying and doing it, because we are our brother's keeper, and we've got to be able to maintain ourselves before we can assist anyone else. So I'm just saying that we've got to work just a little bit harder to get in tune so that we can be able to let our light shine, so that people can see a difference Not that it's a better difference in us than them, but that they can see a difference and then they can glorify God. It's not about us. It's all about the spirit that resides in each and every one of us. That spirit that will allow us to understand that we are one. When we get truly connected to the vine, that we are one. I'm going to see. I wonder now, is my co-producer up and running now, brother? My brother, are you with us yet? No, he's still having technical difficulties, but we're going to go on anyway. There's just some things that just constantly go on in this world today that we as creative, powerful beings are just allowing to happen, and then we want to sit back and say, well, God's going to take care of it. And one of the things we've got to start focusing on is realizing that God is only taking care of what it is that we're taking care of. Our will is His will. Because He loves us so much, our will is His will. And this is something that we've got to come to the better understanding of and stop thinking that it's a certain way that God wants us to live. That certain way that we're supposed to live, the spirit within you is directing you. So this holier-than-thou approach per se, what we have to understand is because of who we are holy. We are holy, and so we've got to be able to walk in that sense. And that holiness is not the carrying the Bible and this and that. The holiness is treating the next person, place, or thing as if it was actually you, showing it the respect, showing it that you understand that we're all in this together, that we are all part of the master plan, that we are all part of the master. When it's never been so truly stated, there is no big eyes. There cannot be any big eyes when you're all one. And so we've got to be able to examine how it is that we're living our lives. Are we living our lives thinking that we're better than someone? Are we thinking that we're worse than someone? We've got to change that and understand that it's about each and every one of us because, as I stated, we are all part of the body of God. Some people make them feel better, want to say the body of Christ, and that's fine as well because Christ and God are one. The same way Christ and Sister Carmen, Sister Sunshine, Brother Co-Producer, Brother Messenger, we are all one. And when we can start to tune into that, and be able to see it. I don't know if anyone has had the pleasure of watching The Matrix, but as Neo got in touch with who it is that he really is, how he was able to do things that we could only imagine. But the key to it is that we can do it. Jesus left it on record for us. This is one of the sayings from Jesus, if we are to believe what is written. This is Jesus said that don't marvel at the things that he do because we can do bigger and better things than that. So it's so important for us that we stop looking at ourselves as being less than what we really are. We are divine creatures. We are divine creatures. They like to speak of the Trinity. And if we look at it, the Trinity, mind, body, and soul. That's the Trinity for us in the human state. And so we've got to look at and understand who we are. We are part of this whole thing. As they said in the movie Scarface, who put this together? What we have to understand is we all put this together, part of the plan that God had from the very beginning. And so this is one of the things I just want to try and get to us. It's been a while since we've been on. It seems like it's been forever. But it's just so important for us to understand just who and what we are. It looks like we've got a couple more callers. Who else is it that has the pleasure of joining with us tonight? Hello. Who else is it? Oh, my co-producer is here. I can hear you now. Yes, I can.
Okay. Yeah. How you doing? How's the podcast audience doing?
Doing well.
Doing wonderful. Hi, everyone.
Hello, hello. Okay. It took a while, but we're all family back together again. It's a beautiful thing. I missed you guys.
I missed you guys, too.
Brother co-producer, how you feeling, man? Everything good?
Everything is great. Everything is great.
Okay, yeah. All right, that's coming in a little bit better.
Okay, yeah, it's great. You know, I'm still working on some things here, man, because, again, it's got to be perfect for me, and I'm almost there. One or two more little niches I got to fix out.
Okay.
We're ready for CBS.
CBS? Oh, okay. All right.
CBS, I watch so much people that doesn't.
Yeah, CBS is still around. It's still around.
I like the subject matter, man. What are you thinking, man? What are you thinking? You know, I like that. That's a question that can evoke a lot of conversation. I'm thinking that God is great. God is good. I'm thinking God resides in all of us. That makes all of us great and good. That's what I'm thinking.
And that's breaking it down to its simplest form, which is true. But we've got this problem of believing it, even though throughout the course of our daily lives, we're performing miracles and we don't even realize it, because we're so busy with all the other mundane things of this world that we're not even in tune with what it is that we're really doing. On a few of the podcasts, we spoke about doing things consciously and subconsciously. And right now, we're in a subconscious state, and it's time for us to wake out of the subconscious and begin to work consciously and harness who it is that we are and begin to be who it is that we are truly meant to be. And we think that we are meant to be sheeps. We are meant to be led by somebody else who got greater authority. We've got to get out of that mentality. There is no big eyes in God, because it's all coming together. It's about us all coming together as one. That's why they said there are strength in numbers. Because when we start to get together, touch and agreeing, we possess power and authority to change everything. We look for God, or shall I say the Wizard of Oz, up in the sky to change our political situation. No. God has given us free will. The power that we possess is the God in us that will change things. We've got to stop doing things and then sitting back waiting for the guy in the sky to correct everything. What a man sows, so shall he reap.
He can't do anything about these November elections.
No, we can. Only we can. He's put it in our hands. You have free will. Who is it that you want to do it? Do this for you? Now, he can't do it. He's given us the ability to do it. So he's already done what he needed to do. It's up for us to do our part now. And we can do it. All we have to do is come together. And if we don't come together, we can't sit back and blame God, because God has given us the ability. And this is one of the things that have been our downfall, because we're always waiting on someone else. Or waiting for God to do something miraculous when he's giving you that ability to be as miraculous as you want to be. We've done some miraculous things in our lives, so we know we can do it. We have to just start to do it consciously instead of subconsciously.
Mm-hmm.
How many of us set out on a journey to take a half a mile walk, and next thing you know, you walk 2 miles? I mean, you know, we don't see it as that, but that was us doing that. That was the person. That was us. And so the same way we're able to do that, and that was just a simple thing that whether you want to accept it or not is a great feat. It is a miracle. But we have a tendency sometimes to overlook a lot of this stuff because, once again, we're working or dealing in the subconscious state. And it's time for us to become conscious of just what it is that we do. Just what it is that we say. And I'm not telling you what to say about anything, but just know what it is that you're saying. Just don't blindly speak about stuff if you haven't thought about it, per se. You've got to be able to start using the God-given ability that you have. And that God-given ability isn't just to type a letter, because there's some people that can type really fast. Then there's some people such as myself that's going to pluck. But we all have this ability, and we have to understand that all good and perfect gifts come from God. And when we start to understand that that's where it comes from and start to use it because we've got it, we look at other people and we marvel at them using their gift. And for instance, Beyonce, Jay-Z, you name it, they're using their gift. It's nothing so special about them. They're just using what it is that God has given them. And if we stop and think about it, it's some things that we're really, really good at. But that's not what we chose to do. So we're not using our gift to its fullest capacity. And one of the most important things in life is we've got to learn how to do what it is that we truly want. And I say that really with regards to work, for instance. You've got a job, but you hate your job. Truthfully, you don't need to be at that job. Then you should not be doing anything that you hate. Now, by no means am I telling everybody to go quit their jobs right now, but you need to start focusing on getting that job that, as they like to say, completes you. It should be a joy to be able to get up and do whatever it is that you want to do, because it is your life. And sometimes that job might not pay you just what you want, but you got to understand that that's the choice that you want. Sometimes I'd love to have money, but sometimes money just isn't everything. Peace of mind is so important. Understanding is so important. To be able to go out into the world and not come back totally beat down. And when you take up a job that you don't really like, then you're opening yourself up to that. But let me repeat that again. I'm not telling anybody to go quit their job. But if the Spirit leads you, then you do it, because then you know a way has already been made.
Amen.
And this is what we got to start doing, believing who we are. We can't just, as my baby sister likes to say, we can't just talk about it. It's time that we be about it. That we're able to stand up because we know that it is that God that resides in us. And through God, we can do all things. So it's time for us to start doing all things, or some of the all things.
Amen.
And if we can't do that, what makes us any different than all the other religions, per se, that got you kneeling and praying and hoping and wishing and all of this and still not doing anything? We know better. If you know the truth, happy are ye if you do it. It looks like, who is that? We got Sister Purr here. Sister Purr, you with us?
No.
Maybe. Good evening, everybody. Hello.
Good evening. Maybe.
I was trying to sneak in. I was late and didn't want Messenger to get me.
Messenger's happy you're here, dear.
Amen.
Well,
amen to that.
First, I dialed in at 10, and that was wrong. Then I came back at 11:15, and that was wrong.
Well, my co-producer has told us that we can officially go to 10 o'clock now. So we're going to move it back now. We're going to move it to 10 instead of 11. Is that correct, co-producer?
Yeah, that's very correct.
Starting
okay.
When?
Starting
tomorrow night.
Okay. All right.
All right. So that gives those that got to get up early in the morning and go to that job that they love so much, a time to get some rest.
Amen.
Let me say this. It's funny that you mentioned that. I'm not going to sit here and say I love it, but I'm going to tell you, I just had my shift change, and I'm liking it a lot more.
Okay.
A lot more, yeah.
Are you on days?
Yes, I work 8:30 to 5 now.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Congratulations.
Shit. Yeah. Same, doing all the same thing, just different time of day.
All right.
Boy, it makes a difference. In fact, that's one of the reasons that we were going to move our podcast up. We talked about moving more into. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, fine.
Yeah, you're low.
Yeah. We talked more about. We talked about moving it up earlier. Eventually, I'd like to get us between that 8 and 9 slot. But
that'd be nice.
Up 1 hour now. And we're all in agreement with that, right, Brother Messenger?
Yeah.
Yes, sir, my brother. Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. Yeah. So here we go. How's the Hodge podcast? Will now be aired or broadcasted at 9 o'clock at 10 o'clock instead of 11 o'clock.
Okay. For the London.
Thank you.
So now that's official.
Okay.
I mean, before Sister Sunshine set out on her way, she can go ahead and tune on in. Ain't that right, sis?
No.
She
amen. On the road
amen.
Amen.
The road amen. Amen.
You're on the road at 10?
Tune in. Yeah, she's on the road at 10. She has to be there at 11.
Okay, she got to be there at 11.
Oh, no, he's not talking about that way. Not that way. Or my other way. When my other activities.
Uh-oh. What is she talking about?
This
is Saturday. What? This is the messenger. We ain't doing the addict, okay?
The messenger said I'm allowed to go out.
Oh,
that's
nothing
right.
Nothing to do with the God in me.
Nothing at all. No, that's what I'm saying. So even if you're going to work,
what you said, brother?
I was just trying to figure out where you're going at 11 o'clock on Sunday night that you be in your car going out.
That's what I was saying. What's she talking about?
But anyway, wherever you go, all I can say is take God with you. Because he's going
all the time.
Amen. Amen. All the time. Amen.
Okay. So when you're driving into work as well, then you could still be on the podcast if you're driving in. You got headphones? No, it comes right through your speaker, right? Because you got that brand new car.
Yeah, the speaker,
car.
The car, the phone can go through the speaker in the car.
Right, because you got that brand new car. All right.
Oh, Lord. A brand new.
See that?
I'll take the free car any day. The other car did what it did. Didn't take any of my money except for gas.
Hey, but you got to look at the brighter side of that. You have the money to still take so that it can be taken for the car.
Yeah.
There's some people locking their car in the garage at night.
Good luck, thank
you. I've been there.
All right. So you got to count it all.
On both sides of the wheel.
All right.
Why am I feeling there's an inside story that I don't know about going on here? What's the
some people hide in their car. I said, I've been there too. Been on the side to be able to pay and been on the side not be able to pay.
Right.
Okay.
But all things always work together for the greater good.
Say it again.
Amen.
All that. All right.
Amen.
Now. And that's how we got to see it. We can't look at it as something terrible. We've got to look at it as an experience that technically I don't want to experience anymore. So in order for me not to experience it anymore, I just won't do what I did to get that. Because if I do what I did, I'm going to get the absolute same result.
Right.
So if we start seeing things in that perspective instead of, oh, woe is me, and I did something wrong and something like that. No, I did something that I did not like the results of, so I'm going to do something different.
Amen.
This is how scientists became great. You think everything they discovered it on the first trip? You think all the medicine that was discovered on the first trip? No, they just did something different next time.
Mm-hmm.
And the same way they can do it, they are no different than us.
Right.
And we can do it too. So let's stop feeling down and out and negative about everything. And let's start experiences that we've had, instead of looking at them as such a bad thing, just look at them as what they were, an experience, and move on to something else. Because that's the power that we have, that we can change. We can change things. We are creators. We create whatever it is that we want. If we stop and look over our lives and think about the things that have gone on in our lives, those are things that we brought upon ourselves. We might want to blame other people, but we brought it on ourselves. That no good boyfriend, that no good girlfriend, we brought that on ourselves. That wife that ain't doing right, that husband ain't doing right, we brought that on ourselves one way or another. That's what we did. You know, people want to look for a scapegoat and blame it on the devil, then you the devil right now. If that's the way you want to look at it, because you did it.
Mm-hmm.
So because I did it, and I know that I am creating, I am working to create the best life for me, I've got to realize that that wasn't the right move. The right move for me at that time. So now I've got to move a different way.
Okay.
And if we understand it that way and move on, then we won't feel as bad about some of the silliest things. Once we get over it, we realize how silly it was. So why should we allow it to steal time from us? Because every time we think about somebody that made us mad and we sit around the house and we're being mad all day long, that other person is out enjoying themselves. So once again, we're robbing time from our own selves.
Okay.
And we've got so much to be grateful for, too. We should not spend, and I'm not here to tell somebody they can't get mad at anything, but I'm talking about just holding it in and letting it affect you for days, for hours and days. We can't do that because we know that all things are working together for the good, and most important, that no matter what may happen, we have the victory. We cannot lose. And I know during the course of the daily activities that we have, it seems like it may seem to us that we're losing, but if we stop and really look at the whole thing over, we can see what it is that we did wrong, that we didn't really like, and we can see what we need to do the next time. So if you were able to gain some very helpful knowledge, was it bad?
No.
Some of us wasn't extremely fond of school, but it helped us a whole lot in life now. So it seemed at the time like it was such a bad thing for everybody but Nurse Carmen, I think. But
that's right. Just say, I like school. That's right. I was one of those happy to go to school.
Right, but you know what I mean? But there are a lot of people that weren't happy going to school. So they would look at school as bad, but technically it was the best thing for them. It taught them a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
There's Carmen probably not going to school because she has some fly clothes.
No, it wasn't that.
You probably had that fly gear, like, yeah, I'm going to wear this to school.
No. She was going because she wanted all the little boys to be chasing after her. That's what it was.
But I died when I wasn't in school. All right.
You heard that, Sister Sunshine?
Well, listen, Jesse, you need to say that. Somebody needs a trace.
You heard that? Okay.
I heard that. Right.
You heard it? Okay. Said it with a little.
You visit
little
that
party
at a later date.
Okay. Hey, we'll address that on Wednesday.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna have to turn baby boy loose on her.
Yeah, more will be revealed.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I'll spare Sister Carmen right now, but I'll call her a little later, I guess. But okay. But and through it all though, even in that, God was able
all
to
all things work together
over
for the good.
The First Lady.
She should have ended that.
Okay.
But Nurse Coleman speaks emphatically when she let it out. I meant that. She said,
she don't speak much, but when she say it, she mean it, huh? All right.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much, yeah.
All right. So where were we?
You give us different codes. We can code flip.
Hey, where were we, Sister Purr? Huh? okay.
So I was late getting in, and then... and then Nurse Carmen doesn't chase boys. That's sort of where.
Okay.
No, I can attest. She didn't have to do that at a younger age. She didn't have to do that. But anyway.
That was shade. That was a whole tree of shade.
I heard that.
And probably doesn't do it now.
Correct.
Mm.
No. God said that.
Yeah, God said, yeah, she better not be doing it now. But he did tell us to love ye one another. He just loved
yes,
you one
he
another.
Did.
That's what he told us. So
yep.
I'll deal with Nurse Carmen a little later. But yeah, that's what he told us. You heard that, Sister Sunshine? That's what he told us.
I heard
love
that, Brother Messenger. I heard that.
But he is.
That means
everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. Okay, everybody love everybody. Okay.
That's right.
Jackie Moon from Semi Pro. That's it. Everybody love everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All the shows. They just talk to run together.
but you say that, but that's one of the beautiful things about knowing who you are. It can run together.
Amen.
Everything doesn't have to be John 3:16 and all this. It's all the beauty and the glory of God. Each and every day of our lives is a holy day. Sunday isn't just a holy day. Every day is a holy day because we have to understand who it is that is in control of all of this. He didn't pick one day. And God, like us, he had to take a break. He rested on the seventh day. But these are just what they want us to believe, and we need to get away from that and better understand who it is. And with each and every one of us, there are times we run hard for 7 days, 8 days, 9 days. When we were younger, we'd run for weeks.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I got a whole bunch of amen and oohs on that one.
That one's deeper than the amen to the
Yeah.
Like, do you remember the time?
I'm out to silence Nurse Carmen. She coming on real strong tonight, ain't she, y'all? Amen. But I say that all in.
Thank you.
What's that, brother?
I said, when the spirit touches you, touch it back.
Touch it back.
Amen.
Okay, we really, really, really took this to another way. But then again, all things working together for the good. And I say what I just said again. That is just God's spirit in each and every one of us, letting us know that when you come together, you should be able to talk and commune about just about anything. Anything that's glorifying who you really are. So it's a real good thing that we were able to, we allowed ourselves to let the spirit within us have fun, talk about other things. Because there's so much in life that we can talk about, that we can come together, touching and agreeing upon, other than which scripture is correct and what scripture isn't correct. Sister Sunshine talking about she want to go out for a little while. That's why he made the outdoors. That's why he made all of this, so that you can participate in it.
Amen.
Okay.
But as the co-producer said, just remember to take God with you. Don't lock him up in the closet.
That's
take
always,
him with you.
That's always.
So,
yes.
That's true. So in other words, what you're saying, Brother Messenger, is back in the day at Zanzibar, when that smoke used to come out the floor and the ceiling, that was just God saying, dance among the clouds.
Hey, that was the God and somebody saying that. That was the God that somebody saying it.
Mm-hmm. He said Zanzibar. Mm-hmm.
That was your spot. What is this? What's coming?
That was a little bit. I know a little bit about it, yes.
Oh, yeah. This is no DJ. I just want a DJ booth. But anyway, I'm saying again, we drifted right back to Wednesday. It's like we can't wait till Wednesday to get here, man. But you know what? How the minister was saying, we wanted you to just take a little time out and just understand, just remember. And I'm always there. It don't matter
always.
What you do or what you say or where you go. I'm always there.
And one of the important things that you said with in regards to that is remembering. Because that's what's so important for us, to really remember just who we are. Who we are before we started believing any and everything that people told us when it came to our relationship with God, God's relationship with us.
Mm-hmm.
That is so important for us to remember. If anybody went to Zanzibar and had a good time, you don't think God was with you?
Oh, he was with
you. And you had a good time.
Mm-hmm.
Brother, for co-producer, you might want to put that mic on Sister Carmen tonight. I don't know. I got the Gladi glass tonight.
But I understand because I'll bet you that, like myself, a lot of nights we got home and we had to know it was God.
Yes, that's so true.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
You remember staggering to the car, then you waking up and you parked in front of your house. That had to be God.
Mm-hmm.
That was like a miracle.
Yes.
You remember nothing
about
God. So God took the wheel.
They did.
Okay. I mean, you're taking it to a whole nother level, but it is so true.
So true.
It is
yeah.
so true. Yeah. I
God
remember
is
I had
my
a job.
That's right.
Yeah, there was a couple of nice guys was actually the pilot. Because I used to
right.
drive a van.
So, yeah. Okay.
I used to drive a van, and I do recall one night distinctively, I was driving it, and just something told me to wake up. Now, mind you, I just said I was driving it, and I was sleeping.
Right.
I woke up. I was about 15 feet behind the truck, and I don't Ooh. Even know how that happened.
Mm.
But all I can say is, look at God.
Thank you, God. That's right. Look at God. That's right. Thank you.
Mm-mm-mm. What would you say, my brother?
Yes, I was just.
Since you want to keep us at Zanzibar tonight.
No, I was just saying. Zanzibar. But again, I drifted off the club sounds. I almost had some club music playing in the background, but no. But again, like I said, we're talking about. What are you thinking? When you go through your everyday life, who do you think put all this together? Do you think that this is like a stroke of luck or some magic that allows the sun to rise and set for you to be able to walk and have full have the capabilities of the body? This isn't an accident. So when you say, what are you thinking? If you think anything other than the Creator allows all this to happen, that you really, really, really got to change your thought process. Now, some people like to think the Creator is responsible through intercessors, whether that intercessor be you pick them. But as long as you really understand that we are all a product of God, and if you understand being a product of God, I'm telling you, it will definitely force you to act a different way. Now, I don't know what I just said different way. Notice I didn't say
that's
different
right.
way. But it
uh-huh.
make you act a different way.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Yeah, but just a lot of stuff just won't phase you the way it would if you not knowing who you are. Somebody look at you the wrong way back in the day, it could be a fight, could be an argument, could be, not speaking to somebody for years because of that. But knowing who you are, you can't pay that no attention. You've got to do just as Jesus did. Forgive them, Father, for they know not who they are or what they do. And it is just that simple because they don't know. They're in the darkness. And because you've seen the light and you've been in the light, you've got to let that light inside of you shine so that they can see just who you are and whose you are. It is so important for us to continue that daily process of letting our light shine. It is so important for us to do that so that people can better understand. But this ain't no joke. We ain't just spending an hour here for nothing. It's because we've come to understand just how good He is and how He works inside of us. And the same way He works inside of us, He'll work inside of each and every one of those that are wondering. So I leave you with this. I guess I won't leave you with that.
I was like, pause?
Yeah. Co-producer took control.
It was just automatic, man. I didn't hear anything for the better.
Oh, okay.
As we bring our podcast to a close, I thank you for joining in. Life. and apply it as you make decisions. So that's my pitch for tonight. Again, understand that God's in you. God loves you. He can't do anything but love you. So take that love and pay it forward. Good night, podcast.
Good night. Good night.
Good night, everyone.